How does AI even work? Where does creativity come from? What's the secret to living longer? TED Radio Hour explores the biggest questions with some of the world's greatest thinkers. They will surprise, challenge, and even change you. Listen to NPR's TED Radio Hour wherever you get your podcasts.
WBEZ's nonprofit Spotlight is supported by UChicago Medicine, providing expert primary and urgent care with locations throughout Chicagoland. Their walk-in urgent care locations offer a variety of services for adults and kids 7 days a week. No appointment needed. And for the visits that can wait a day or two, flexible hours and online scheduling make it possible to find a primary care provider partner. Learn more at uchicagomedicine.org.
I'm Sasha Ann Simons, and this is Reset. Governor J.B. Pritzker has signed a bill last week that will require all Illinois public school districts to offer full-day kindergarten by 2027. Now, as many of you parents out there know, most kindergarten programs are based on a half-day model that requires caregivers to scramble and figure out childcare before or after school. Pritzker says this will be the first in a long line of bills aimed at improving the public education system here in Illinois. So to understand what the change will mean for kids and their parents, we talked to Kate Zinser, psychologist and UIC associate professor with expertise in early childhood education system. And she began by just giving us a reminder of what a day in kindergarten is like for kids.
My own daughter's starting kindergarten in just a couple weeks, so we've been talking a lot about this in my house. Full-day kindergarten is going to look a lot like part-time kindergarten. I mean, with the addition of opportunities for socializing during lunchtime and more time in the day for enrichment activities like art and music, visiting a library, maybe an extended recess. And teachers who have switched from part-time to full-time kindergarten class schedules have reported that they also now have the opportunity to engage in more individualized instruction, to spend more time getting to know kids, and to cover topics that often only get occasional attention in part-day kindergarten, like science or social studies. Mm-hmm. So full-day kindergarten is still going to be ideally play-based with a lot of child-directed activity, but a little bit more space for wiggling and rooming, moving around in the classroom, and flexibility for teachers during the day.
Yeah, those in support of the bill, they did want an emphasis on that, right, on play-based learning. Just describe a bit more of what that looks like for us.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, we know from decades of research that children learn best and naturally through play. That means child-directed activities, opportunities for kids to explore concepts and materials through their own interest and through interacting with one another, not through didactic or passive learning, adult-led interactions. So you think about, we can learn about numbers by doing a worksheet, but it's much more fun and it's stickier for kids' brains if we're learning about numbers through pretending to run a grocery store in the classroom, mm-hmm. and learning about prices and money and how to exchange and do simple addition. So those play-based interactions and kid-led explorations are really much more impactful for helping them retain new knowledge and new information.
Are some schools in Illinois already using the full-day model?
Absolutely. Actually, full-day kindergarten is offered in, I think, over 80% of Illinois school districts already. So it's really just that remaining about 150 districts across the state that are going to now offer full-day kindergarten by 2027. It's also important to remember that the bill specifically says that they don't have to require full day, that a part-day option can still be offered in some districts if that's what their families want. But this just makes a full-day option available. And it's the norm in more than 18 states in the country,
right,
that offer full day already.
Yeah, so when it comes to other parts of the country, do we measure up?
Well, we're getting there. The majority of states in the country still offer part-time kindergarten, but it is definitely the leading edge, and the research evidence supports the move towards full-day kindergarten.
In your eyes, what are the advantages of the half-day versus a full-day? Mm-hmm. Are there benefits there?
I mean, I think that the benefits are, if you have the capacity for the family and for the community to support part-time enrollment, then if the rest of that day is spent with close caring adults and in a way that supports children learning, that's wonderful. But in reality, many children in our state are already attending full-time preschool or childcare prior to going to kindergarten. So moving from full-time childcare to only part-day kindergarten can be really disruptive for families. And that anytime we have children making transitions throughout the day, it can be really challenging for them. So that midday bus ride, having lunch in a new space, so you move from kindergarten to a community childcare setting that provides that kind of afternoon coverage for working families.
Right.
That's a new setting, new rules, new friends, new expectations. And that can be a lot of change for kids to have to wrestle with.
Yeah, I think some parents are listening, and they're also thinking about their own kids, of course, and thinking that a six-hour or a seven-hour school day, that might just be too much for their child. Too long of a day, just maybe even too overwhelming, Kate. I mean, is that the case, you think, with most kids? And I'm curious if there's research out there about the benefits of having these young children in classrooms for a full school day.
Absolutely. Yeah, there's been several studies around comparing full day and part day care, or full day and part day kindergarten. And generally, full day kindergarten benefits kids. It benefits them academically and socially. It helps them to develop many of the foundational skills that they'll need to be successful in first grade and beyond. There's been several natural experiments that have utilized, you know, policy changes like this to study how two successive cohorts experience and develop over time, to look and compare the kids who only got access to half day and the kids who got access to full day. Full day kindergarten tends to benefit children's self-regulation skills.
Mm-hmm.
It benefits their reading and writing skills and their number knowledge. And kids who attended full day care of kindergarten in at least one recent study were more likely to meet third grade reading and mathematics expectations compared to those who only had half day kindergarten. It's also important to remember that full day kindergarten is benefiting a whole family unit. So thinking about parents' participation in the workforce and ability to take on enough hours at work to meet the family's financial needs. There's some research showing that the switch to full-day kindergarten is especially beneficial for single parents, and particularly women, as it enables them to work more hours and have fewer missed work hours. So there's a lot to be said for family stability as well.
Yeah. You talk there about reading and writing skills. How does kindergarten, you think, affect a child's social and emotional development?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. This is where my own research spends a lot of time, thinking about children's early social interactions and emotional development. The benefits of group play and opportunities to have kind of teacher-facilitated social interactions is immense. And if you survey kindergarten teachers, the thing they care the most about when children are coming in are these social skills. And there's been, you know, as we said before, there's been a lot of emphasis on increasing access to high-quality early childhood education, pre-K and childcare programs. And those gains that are made in early childhood settings need to be sustained through continued social interaction in the kindergarten year. Children in kindergarten classrooms are managing a lot. It's a lot of new experiences for kids, but it's all really important. You know, learning how to listen, learning how to make good choices about your behavior, learning how to maintain and keep friendships, and learning how to, you know, empathize with others and take other people's perspectives and take their opinions into mind when you're choosing games and choosing play. So by extending the opportunities for kids to have these stable relationships in a full day kindergarten, you're giving kids more opportunities to experiment and learn through the whole school year about how to keep and maintain friendships and how to manage their own emotions and make good choices when they're hitting conflicts or challenges.
This is Reset. I'm Sasha Ann Simons. Illinois public school districts, they'll have to offer full day kindergarten by the 2027-2028 school year. And we're talking about the overall impact that it'll have on kids and their development with early childhood researcher Kate Zinser. I want to piggyback off what you were just talking about, Kate, because as we know, we're also emerging from a pandemic, right? And that was a time where we definitely saw an impact on kids and their social skills and their anxieties. So what do you think full-day school does to help mitigate some of that? Because I think on the flip side, you do see young kids whose anxiety comes from school.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and there's a lot to be said for needing to think carefully about the transition into kindergarten and how to help children and families feel welcome and secure in the elementary school space. We are going to be continually trying to understand how and whether COVID has impacted child development for years. I think it's interesting to think about how different the experience of the kindergartners who are entering in 2027 when this law goes into effect. They were not born during COVID. And so to think about this larger national conversation about the impact of COVID on kids' school experiences, you know, children who are entering kindergarten this year were only 15, 18 months old or so when COVID hit. So much of their social world was relatively small and narrow and focused on their family and right. near peers. But the opportunity to be in a kindergarten environment where teachers have time to get to know them and get to know them well and to make strong relationships with their family will only set them up for success. The concerning thing we saw during COVID is that when families lost touch with schools and when kids were not in constant interaction with teachers, that children's needs could fall through the cracks. And they might not notice who was struggling at home or who was having some difficult experiences and might need additional support. Mm-hmm. So that whole day model should give teachers more opportunities to really get to know kids and to anticipate their needs really well.
Speaking of teachers, I mean, do you think that any of this might be overwhelming or exhausting for them? How might they rethink their approach maybe to the job?
Well,
I mean, it's a fair question.
Yeah, absolutely. And I, you know, we have a lot to do in our country to think about how to better support our teachers.
Certainly.
Those working of any part of a day. And from as soon as when they start to think about wanting to become a teacher, how are we preparing them through our higher education models to make sure that they can have success right from the get-go? But when we think about the extension of a kindergarten day, it's not necessarily going to extend the total hours that teachers are in front of kids throughout the whole day. It's not one kindergarten teacher with a group of kids for the full six-hour day, because these kids are going to have the opportunity to go have a social lunch in the lunchroom mm-hmm. or have an extended recess or go down to the music room or the art room or go have, you know, a gym class. And so they'll get more integrated into the elementary classroom days and the pattern there. And that might mean that teachers then get more prep time and they have more yeah. breaks to when their kids are doing special activities, that sort of thing.
So it sounds like, I mean, the bill doesn't include too many specific guidelines on how these schools have to enforce full day kindergarten curriculums, mm-hmm. just that they have to make that transition from only offering half day to offering both half and full. Is that giving school districts some flexibility, you think?
Yeah, and that's appropriate. You know, we have of the 850 some odd districts across the state, these are vibrant communities that all have different needs. And there might be some communities where there is still a strong need for partial day kindergarten. But it also might be that the community has shifted and the economic approach to adult work has changed in that neighborhood, and they might benefit from more stable full-time kindergarten. So I think it's going to require a little bit of soul searching. I know that there's a task force that's being kicked off with this law as well.
Yes.
That should help communities begin to understand what their needs are. And hopefully a lot of that involves parent voice and soliciting from families what they think they and their kids need.
Kate Zinser is a psychologist and UIC associate professor. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.
This episode of Reset was produced by Nadia Hernandez, and it was edited by Andrew Merriweather and Meha Ahmed. What did you think of this story? Did it connect with an experience in your life? Well, tell us about it by subscribing to our newsletter. That's a great way to share your thoughts about the stories that we cover and get the biggest headlines in our city and region every morning. Just go to wbez.org/resetnews to sign up. That's all for this morning. We'll talk to you this afternoon.